We God bless you this morning. I want to say to you this morning, those that have come to listen today, I want to tell you all thank you, Bright Star, for your wisdom this morning. I'm getting ready to move down in the region, and I'll be down there with Mama Joe. Do a tent service. I'm going to see can I get her on the phone. Mama Joe, is I got you on the line? I'm trying to get Mama. I'm trying to get her on the line. And we're going to be setting up. And I've been working on this phone too. And they told me that the AT&T got to give me more quality yesterday. So in and out, I want that to know. And I'll be down in Monroe, Sister Deborah Ann. To get rid of, and we're going to be honoring in December, maybe. We're going to be honoring her as one of the outstanding missionaries in Monroe. They, you know, they tried to hide her, but we're going to bring her back up where people know, and we're getting rid of some things as well. Now we can make that. Lounge through the south land. And Psalm 119, I want you to read. We're praying for the people in Morocco. Over 1,000 people have been killed already. We already said storm back. If you have read and seen the book, we said storm from back to back. God getting ready to do something to what's going on. Let me get that Psalms again. Psalms 119. Read it east, west, north, and south. Get ready. God knowledge on some stuff that's going on. And we need to do something with it. I'm praying for you and you. And I just want you to know the things that are happening, it ain't just happening. God trying to get your attention.
This is Bishop Turner, and I want to come to you. We're talking about the Bible throughout the world, what's going on. And I want to say to you that we feel that we must come together as people to make things happen. Don't forget, I'm concerned about your children, your family. I'm concerned about you being blessed. I'm concerned about those who belong to you. Yes, I want you to know that we can change what's going on in Chicago, Detroit, California, what's going on over the world. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that. And I just want to come to you and let you know that I'm concerned about your family problem, what's going on in your life. I'm concerned about you. If you'll call me and I call you, we begin to communicate with tools. Wherever you might be, with God, all things are possible. Don't forget, give me a call. Don't forget, I will pray with you and for you. And whatever you need, God can grant you your need. And I want you to know, we must begin to network and work together to make things happen for your home, my home, your village, your business. I want to let you know your business about to flow. I'll tell you that the things that are going on can work out for you right now. I'm glad to come to you. I want to say this to you today, wherever I live, all is well. And I want to said again, all is well for you, the new job, and the thing that you're trying to do. I'm trying to let you know that God got your back. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that whatever you're going through, if you're trying to retire or you're trying to get a new job or just trying to work on your health, I want to be with you every step of the way. Your miracle is on its way. Your blessing is on its way. I want to take this time to say your blessing is a moment away. I want to take this time to say that you can get what you want. You can have what you want. I want to say that to you, and I want you to know, evening, night, day, east, west, north, and south, I'm going to pray for you. It don't get too dark. It don't get too rainy. It don't too much snow. Winter, I'm going to pray that your blessing come through. Let me say it again. I'm going to pray that your blessing come through right now. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. Direction that you can be successful in the $1 trillion flow. You can be a part of the $1 million club right here on Block Talk Radio, where I'm on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm on the air. You can get me Mondays at 10 to 11. We're talking about Martin Luther King movement. Tuesdays, crossing over with our ancestors. We're talking about things that have lost, you have found, and subjects that will be coming up. And then and on Wednesday, we go deep in the Bible. We talk about Bible class. We talk about the 66 books of the Bible, and we want you to go knowing and sowing with them. And on Thursday, we talk about metaphysics of the Bible, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Friday, payday, $1 trillion flow, more money. We talk about the issues of the world, the money issues, the mental issues, what's going on all over the world. We talked about that. I want to thank Brother Calvin, my engineer. I want to thank all the ministers that have been working with us, going to back. Well, don't forget, it's very important, Sunday morning from 11 to 12, I'm preaching the word of God. I'm prophesying the word of God. I'm talking about right now your blessing, your miracle, your healing. And every Sunday morning from 11 to 12, you ought to be there in the internet with me. Get a cup of coffee, get some tea, and sit back, tell your husband, tell your wife, and we're going to listen to Bishop Sunday morning from 11 to 12. And I want you to know all is well. This is your bishop. I'm your computer bishop. You can download me. You can get me 24/7. And then you can see me on live stream. I'm screaming. And then after that, you can go to YouTube. We're talking about crossing over the ancestors. We're talking about things, losing planes. And we're talking about some of the storms, the floods, the snow. We're talking about all of that on YouTube. Now, I just want you to call a friend, call a neighbor, to listen to Bishop. Call somebody to Bishop. And I might have a word for you this morning. This evening, God might give me, sometimes God calls your name. When God calls your name, I tell you what's going on. So he calls your name. When he calls your name, he give me your address. Sometimes he give me the city that you're in. Sometimes he give me what's going to happen to you. I do divine prophecy, and divine come from God. Now, and as I give messages, right now, even in this promo, I'm seeing somebody being healed in their side, and I want to speak to that healing in your side. I want to speak to somebody been having a irregular heartbeat. I claim the healing right now. I ain't talking about now. And somebody been having burning in their eye. You're healing right now. Somebody been having burning up in their stomach. It's like their stomach is boiling. I speak healing to that stomach right now. I speak healing to that hearing situation right now. I speak peace in that family where they've been arguing and fussing. I speak peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it. It is done. Don't forget, Sunday morning. Sunday morning, Saturday night. Sunday morning, come and be blessed from 11 to 12. God, if you meet me and I meet you, God got a word for you. And that word is, whatever he got for you, I'm going to tell you. God bless you. I want you to go know and so on.
Thank you. Good morning. Louisiana. I'll be in Ruston and Monroe. I'm going to lift the name of Lena Mae Anderson up, then one of the Mama Joes, and we're going to shake up Monroe, and we're going to shake up Ruston, and we're going to run to Ruston and Homer. Right now, I'm going over to Homer, and she can I pick up Mama Joe. She got a word this morning, and she on fire for God. Mama Joe, is you on?
I'm on.
Go ahead on.
God bless you, Bishop, and all the ones that listen this morning by the waves of radio this morning. I come in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. He said, confess your fault one to another. The affection, fervor, and proper righteous man availeth much. If you believe in, Jesus said, if you believe in me, believe also, if you believe also in me, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it was not so, he said, I would have told you. He said, but I got to go away. When I go away, I will come again. And I will send the comfort back to you that you won't be comfortless anymore. St. John, the 14th chapter, let not your heart be troubled. That's the comfort that he's going to send back. You don't have to worry about pain. You don't even have to worry about death. You don't have to worry about tribulation. Because God said in his word, he said, if you abide in, he said, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done of my Father, which is in heaven. Ray, we don't get here because we ain't saying nothing. We not asking nothing. We not confessing. We not repenting of all our sins. He said we all, I mean everybody, have sinned and come short. And we all sin with our mouth, sin with our money, sin in our heart. We let the devil override the good spirit and put that bad, evil spirit in you. You want to bite, you want to kill, you want to lie, you want to cheat, you want to rob the government, but the devil is a liar and the father of lie. He come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. How many want a life that's living for? I see in the spirit somebody this morning say, all my life been bad, but all my life ain't been bad. Oh, my life is good right now. It flow with milk and honey, and y'all can flow with milk and honey. When you turn your face to the wall, I've been teaching that all the week. Or for Hezekiah, turn his face to the wall and pray. And God told Hezekiah, he said, I heard and I saw your tears. And 15 years to your life. In the radio audience will want 15 times to be in good health, even if our suffering not from me, but from the Lord. The Lord is rich in mercy. He is compassionate. Today, then he hates tomorrow. His love is everlasting. How many want 15 years? Long life. Be in good health, even if your soul prospers. Going and flowing. Doing what you used to do. No backbite, no lying, no telling. Be in peace. Lay down, you ain't got to take no Tylenol. You ain't got to take no pain pill. You ain't got to take no a pill to go to sleep. Because my God is a healer. He's a deliverer.
Amen.
And he'll set you free, too. I see somebody's son is locked up in jail this morning. Been locked up for a while. And don't know how he going to get out. I hear a lady say, I don't have the money. And I don't know how my son is going to get out. But I just got through telling you, if you turn your face to the wall and begin to pray, cry out, spare not, show my people that transgression in the house of Jacob their sin. And God said, I heard your prayer. I seen your tears. And he said, I add 15 years to your life. Long life, being good health, even if your soul prosper. You don't have to worry about the 23rd song say, yea, though I walk through the valley or the shadow of death. You don't worry about death. He said, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is who? With us. He said, thou rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Enemy all around. Enemy ain't just started coming. They've been coming since it's been the world. Since we've been in the world. I give you a good illustration. David had trouble with the enemy from song all the way to 139, 149 song. He had nothing but trouble. But when he cried out and spared not, he cried out unto the Lord. And God gave him another chance. And you know some of the things that David did? If I did it, Bishop did it, whoever did it, you want to tell it all over time. But I know God is a merciful God. He is a compassion God. If he spared David's life and some more of them in the Bible, I'm just saying, David, if he could spare your life too. He said, I make every crooked path straight, and I make the rough way smooth. I heal your infirmity. Somebody sick in the lower part of their bite. Look like they got a tumor in the lower part of their bite, right down to their belly, right to their spine. I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody got been suffering with high blood pressure, severe high blood pressure, hypertension blood pressure, threatened a stroke. I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. I dare you to go get you some apple cider vinegar and a little garlic and put it in there and let it sit and drink a teaspoon every day and pray. This is what I want you to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day our daily bread, and we forgive our debt, and we forgive our debtor. Lead us not into no temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine in the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. That cover all the sin debt. Sin debt. Money debt, blood tie, soul tie.
Amen.
I wasn't going that away. All kind of sin that we caught up in. Generation curse.
Amen.
Lascivious, adulterous. Oh, my. Laying with the wrong partner. Say, I want to quit, but we ain't trying to quit. Because anytime you want to quit something, you'll quit. You won't start back if you really quit. If you put God first. And then we're in a situation where we're in because we tied up in money problem. We hung up on our money. I ain't hung up on no money. Money just money to me. If I got it, I spend it. If I ain't got it, I ain't worried about it. Because when you're in God, God going to bless you with what you need now. You going I heard Bishop say this morning, you're going to go flowing and sowing. You ain't going to go sowing and ain't flowing. I want you to hear that today. The last time I was on the radio broadcast, I didn't have a car. I had an old car. It wasn't running good. I got tired of patching it up. I said, God, you say it. I am your hired servant. You hired me. And can't nobody find me but you. I'm standing in need of a car. I'm not going to spend another penny on no vehicle. And the secret to that, I'm going ahead of myself and behind myself. He said, I want you to give everything you got and see what I do for you. First of all, I'm a giver. I'm a tither. I'm not no robber. I'm not no thief. God has healed me from my head all the way down to my toe. I may don't look like it. Sometimes I don't feel like it. And sometimes it ain't about looking and feeling. It's all about knowing God for who he is. And God blessed me. One day I was laying down. He said, now today, you finna get up now. And go and get your car. I got up, got dressed. I got a lady ride with me. I didn't tell her that we just riding. I said, I got a car to take back to the dealership. They told me to bring the car. If I don't buy the car, if I bring this car back, if I don't get the car today. I went there, I took the car back. They weren't stunned about the car. They were more concerned about me. They were looking at me. I told them I was a minister of the gospel 28 years. I ain't ashamed to tell it. God been good to me. Not good to me, good to me right now. And I was in door number one. I know just like what yesterday. And the guy was in there, that was in there, he was a minister. And the one that owned the car, they were black on, he was a minister. They went in the room three times and prayed. They said, we ain't coming out of this room until we get an answer what we need. Ain't no way. This lady going back to home of Louisiana, got a car. And she paid her bill on time. On the thing, her income a little low, but she paid her bill. I said, brother, I call people brother if they brother. Everybody ain't my brother. Everybody ain't my sister. I said, I don't want no cosigner, and I don't want no push starter car. He said, why you don't? I said, because God said I don't have to have one. He said, he'll give me what I want. I'm not no kid. I want what I want. If I'm going to buy it, I want to be the one that enjoy it. You ain't going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it. And then he gave me just what I asked him for. I got a 2021 Chevy Spark. My color dream, because they're like the dream on the ocean. When I ride, I just be dreaming. I don't even know where I'm going or where I'm trying to go. 90 days, no car note. And don't tell me that God won't set you up. If you be faithful unto death, he said, I give you a crown of life, not only you, but all my appearance of what he said. And God is faithful, and he is just. He is mercy, and he passing our blessing, even as I speak right now. And all we got to do is just get ready for the overflow. I hear somebody say, well, wonder why I ain't got no car. Then I just got to telling you, you got to be a giver. You got to love giving more than you love yourself. He said, because if you give, you give it to the Lord. You ain't giving it to me. You ain't giving it to Bishop. You ain't giving it to Block Talk. You giving that the message will be able to get out all over the world, because somebody needs to hear this, what I'm telling today. This stuff ain't made up. How can I make it up? How can I tell you? You ain't seen me. I ain't seen you. So then I got to know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Can a black cow produce white milk? No. A black cow going to produce his milk, and a white cow going to produce her milk. He or she. So I don't have to make it up. I tell nothing but the truth. I'm a believer in the truth. My grandmother, my ancestor taught me, don't lie. Tell the truth. If it hurt, tell the truth. Let the shoe fit where it may. And that means we ain't got to the next level because we holding back. What we ought to do and should do, we won't do. I see somebody having female trouble, still going back and forth, but I ain't got to where I'm trying to go. Having female trouble in the low part of their private part.
Amen.
They trying to stop, but they can't stop. Cause you know why? Go back to that soul tie. You're doing things you ain't got no business. When you surrender all unto the Lord, he'll make everything all right. And all we got to do is trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That Proverbs 3 or 4 and 5 or 4, 5 and 6. With all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thine ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. How many want their path directed? I see in the spirit this morning somebody been going down the wrong path.
Amen.
But I dare you to turn around three times. So I turn around three times. You've been going down the wrong path and getting wrong results, but I dare you to turn around three times. And point toward the north. Go toward the north. Go toward the north. Not south. Go toward the north. And watch God turn you around. I double dare you to turn around three times and go toward the north. Point toward the north. But you can't go there. And watch God heal your eyes, heal your ears, and heal your throat. In the name of Jesus. Because I know he's a healer. And I know
Amen.
That he said, and I know he'll set you free. Somebody wearing somebody else's shoe, wearing the wrong shoe. You think of them your shoe, them not your shoe. You know how I grow them. For instance, you know how I grow them shoe that you wearing now. You need to pull them off, and there's somebody else wearing. God got some bigger shoe, some better shoe for you, but you still kind of crying them shoe on your feet, and you know they don't fit. Okay, I break it down what I'm saying. Somebody got somebody hurt, but ain't none of yours, and you still trying to go with him. He don't want you. He wants somebody else. I know you didn't hear me. Hello. Hello, I know you didn't hear me. I know you didn't hear me this morning. Wearing the wrong shoe. Doing the wrong thing. And we want God's best. We got to do what God say to get his best. You can't live any kind of way, adultery lie, fornication lie, any kind of way, and think God going to give you the best. It ain't going to work that way. How you think people became a prosper? They didn't just became prosper because they had the William name or whoever name, no, like that. They have to go through something. We going through something like everybody else. Well, she a preacher, he a bishop. They don't go through nothing. We go through more so because I'm talking about me. I'm willing for my body to be broken every day so I could be able to help somebody else. I'm willing for my body to be broken so I can wear humility, that I can take pain, I can take persecution, I can take suffering. See, if your body, if you're not willing for your body to be broken, you can't work for God. You can't go through nothing every time that it start to rain. You go get up on the shade booth. No, you got to stand out there in the rain.
No pain.
No pain, no gain. You got to be willing to go through some things. How many have really been through some pain? I mean some crucial pain. Well, you said, well, I lost a little one. Well, look what John 3:16 said. God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have life everlasting. Okay, if he gave the only son he had for us, well, what can we give? What can I do this morning? What can I say to make my life more better? Are you satisfied where you at, what you in, or you want to come out? I give you another scripture we always quote, 2 Chronicles 7:14. It say, if my people, we are God's people, called by his name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. That means seek, that means call up on me and turn from your wicked ways. He said, I forgive your sin and I heal your land today. Somebody's land is corroded today. Somebody's land is cursed today. Somebody's heart is broken today. Somebody lost a loved one today. Somebody's money examined in the bank and can't get that. Somebody in need, I wasn't the only one that in need of a vehicle. Somebody needs a vehicle. Somebody need a raise on the job. Somebody even not a raise on the job, that need a job. A good job. Okay, well, how do I get a good job? Turn your face to the wall like Hezekiah and pray and cry and tell God all about it. And then you started doing something. Find God working it out because it already worked out. And he said, I add 15 more years to your life. I remember a lady used to be down here. She was a piano player. And it was a church she used to go to. She said they didn't have five members. She said, she told me, she said, don't never go where you want it. Go where you need it. She said they didn't pay up a $5 Sunday to play the piano. She said she would miss more notes on the piano than playing. That's what she said. But they let her play till she got old. She said, daughter, I want to tell you this thing. I didn't wear out. I rust out. Don't let your good be even spoken of. Do good unto them that do good unto you. If they don't do good to you, Christ is doing good to somebody. Right.
Amen.
Right, wrong. There's a scripture this morning I want to talk from is Ezekiel, the third. Talk about these dry bones. I heard it. Somebody bones is dry. Heard it. And it said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, dry bones. It said, and called me to pass them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Don't you know, he ain't only talking to Ezekiel, he's talking to us. Don't you know you could be dry, and we must know it. If you don't study God's word, don't put God up, don't you know you dry? If you know you ain't living according to the word, don't you know that you dry? And the Spirit of God is not dried up in you. You came a whole a decent conversation because you dry. You're in the valley of dry bones. You're dealing with dry bone people. You're dealing with people that don't know nothing. ain't going nowhere. If you hang around them, then you're going to do the same thing what they do. And so that means Ezekiel was sent down in the belly of the dry bone because the bone was very dry. They have no life in them. And he said,
Amen.
And he said unto him, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answer, O Lord, thou know it. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto the bone and say unto them, ye dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. And I'm going to prophesy in the name of Jesus, every dry bone, every arthritis, every rheumatism devil, be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now. You said, by your stripes, we are healed. By your stripes, we are delivered. By your stripes, we are set free. And Lord, I ask you right now to stir up these dry bones right now. Shoulder bone line up with the word. Neck bone line up with the word. Head bone line up with the word. Heart bone line up with the word. I prophesy to every dry situation, every infirmity in your body, from the top of your head to the crown of your feet. I command you to rise up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, you said by your stripes, we are healed. By your stripes, we are delivered. By your stripes, we are set free. And he said, thus said the Lord God unto thee bone, behold, I will call breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. How many want to live today? I don't believe nobody on the sound of my voice want to die. I want to live. He said, in another scripture said, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. I shall live. I shall prosper and be in good health, even in my soul prosper. That I shall live a long, prosper life. Be in good health, even my soul prosper. That I'm not sick. I'm not broke. I'm not done. We are righteous in Christ. And God has set us free. And that God told Ezekiel to prophesy to these dry bones. You can speak to your own infirmity. Everybody understand my boy. You know what your problem is. I ain't got to tell you what your problem because you already know. I know what mine was. I know what it is. And I know how to get in touch with God. And God the only one that can work it out. We can't work it out. I tried to work it out. I messed it up. But when I turned it over to Jesus, he worked it out. Whatever you're going through today, after today, I don't believe you'll go back where you've been. All you got to do is just call on Jesus, and he will answer prayer. And the secret said, I will lay sin due upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. How many of the Lord is good? Not some of the time, but all the time. He good right now. I'm talking about the valley of dry bones. We walking around and we got all kind of young women, all kind of aches and pain, all kind of disease, all kind of blood tie, soul tie. Y'all know about blood tie. That's another subject. About blood tie, soul tie. Got somebody at home. Ain't none of y'all. Got somebody wife. Ain't none of y'all. Won't let him go. I love him. He love me. It's a thin line between love and hate. I told you about what Jesus said. For God so loved the world that he gave, man, his only begotten son, then that we might have life and that we may have it more abundantly. So you got to give something. You ain't going to get nothing from that. It may be 30 years down the road. Something. If you get caught, it's going to come back up again. Payday going to come back up again. So I practice learning how to do right. I don't want to do wrong. I just had a birthday, strong, young. In my right mind, got good eyesight. I could drive. I could hear the spirit of the Lord when it speak to me.
Amen.
Just had my 28-year pastor in this small town in Louisiana. I ain't got tired shit. I see people come. I see people go. I see people got healed with cancer. See people got healed with diabetes. See people got healed with bone disease, colon cancer, prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, rectum cancer, you name it. But one lady got a leg cut off and a right hand cut. I ain't never seen nobody with the hand cut off. I begged her to come to the service. She didn't come. She disobeyed and disobedient. She was popping them overall pills and all them kind of pill painkillers, and they like to kill her. But she can drive a car like a storm. She, you hear me? Disobeying the spirit. You got to come subject to the spirit. And the seventh verse said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a voice, and the hold of shaking. And the bone came together, bone to his bone. And when I behold in sin do, all the flesh came up on them, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind. Thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breath upon thee. Upon thee slain, that they may live. And so I speak life today. Everlasting life.
Amen.
Peace. Somebody need peace. Somebody need joy. Somebody need to ask for forgiveness. You don't have to go to the presence. They say you got to go to the presence and ask for forgiveness. No, not all time. You need to go to Daddy Jesus and tell them all about your situation. He's the one that hear and answer prayer. Man can't answer no prayer for you. You got to be right standing with God. Then you want to go back to your fellow man. I want to get it right today. Then you go to your fellow man and ask you to forgive you. But you got to go to God for yourself and tell him about you. Stop telling about somebody else and tell him about you. I'm a wretched God undone. I'm not fit to be called your daughter or your son. But Lord, will you please forgive me? Forgive me for all of my sins. I repent right now in a known or unknown sin. Anything that in my way to keep me from serving you, Lord, I repent right now. I ask you to cover each one of on the side of my voice up on the blue. Whoever, maybe somebody sick, somebody may have never been baptized, they just keep ringing in my ear. Somebody had never accepted Jesus. I'm focus on you with David now. Somebody may not never accept Jesus as their prayer baby. Today is a good day.
Amen.
And a part of your singing, I would like to introduce you to somebody. Long time ago, I ain't said I ain't been on the track, man. But when I made up in my mind to get on the track, the train trying to run me off the track, but I'm still on the track. But see, when you make up in your mind hell or high water, you're going to stay with God, man, because you know where your help comes from. All of my help come from the Lord. How you think people live to get old, 80, 90, and on and on and on and on? It got to be something good deed that they done doing. And now, down here, people dying at 40, 28, 30, and all that. There's something wrong. I know what the word says. We can live a long life, and we can live a short life. That's what Proverbs said. We can live a long, healthy life, prosper life. We don't have to die before our time. But what we keep putting these overall, these pills, pain pills in our stomach, and all these narcotics and stuff, you killing your own self. Or killing babies.
Man.
Still trying to kill babies and all like that and everything, try to commit suicide because that man went off and left me. I'm going to kill myself. I ain't going to kill myself. I'm going to live and not die. And declare the works of the Lord. That's scripture. It ain't what I'm saying. Where it said, that means you put your name in there. I shall live and not die. And declare the works of the Lord. And I know it works every time because you talking to God. When you talk to God, God going to talk back to you. If you don't talk to God, God ain't going to talk back to you. You got to talk to God for yourself. And you got to tell God for yourself. About
Amen.
You, not your sister, not your cousin, but about you. I said, I'm a sinner, and I want to be saved. If anybody want to be saved, I will repeat this prayer. After me, I ain't got too much more time, but all time belongs to God. It don't make no difference. But Isaiah 61 say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me right now. Because he have anointed me to preach. He just said, teach, preach good tidings. Lay hand on the sick, and they shall recover. He have called me to go to the jail house. And somebody saw that shake the jail cell, and they come out of there. Hey. He said, for this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the Lord's day. This is not my day. This is the Lord's day. And everything that God made, he made it good, and it good in his eyesight. You can go to the hospital. You ain't got to go. You can send your word there. Because Jesus said, I'm sending my word to LSU Hartford. I'm sending my word to Chicago that my servant may be healed. You can send your word there. You ain't got to go.
Amen.
And I double dare you. Just raise your hand and just repeat after me, because the Spirit of God is upon me right now. I might not never see your face. You might not never see my face. But as I'm standing here right now, that if you repent of your sin, your name going to be written in the Lamb book of life. Ain't no devil in hell ain't going to be able to block your name out. Ain't no devil in hell ain't going to be able to torn you away from God, because you are sealed with the promise of God. God have called Amen. You, our daughter, when you was in your mother womb. He has prophesied to you and told you what you're going to do, what you're going to be. He said, your disobedience has not tied with tie God's hand. Well, God can't move. Well, he can't do what he want to do through you. I know
Amen.
You don't hear me. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I have given your people, Lord, your word, Lord, your adulterated word. Your word came straight from heaven, Lord. See, down in my belly, like a hot coal you put down in my belly. Lord, if somebody want to be saved today, it said, dear Lord Jesus, forgive me
yes.
for my sins. I'm a sinner and I want to be saved. I sinned before you, God. Lord, I'm sorry, and I ask you to forgive me and give me another chance. Take this stony heart I got out and give me a create in me, David said, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me.
Amen.
Take your Holy Spirit with me, God. Lord, take your way, God, then I'll be able to pray sinners unto you, Lord. That this a radio broadcast, it was just blow on the air, what I'm saying. It'd be so many people calling, ain't nowhere to put them on the air. And Lord, it said, don't take your spirit away from me, Lord. That I won't be able to do what I'm doing, Lord Jesus. He said, hide me behind the cross. That I won't sin against you. Lord, I don't want to sin against you. I don't want you to turn your back on me and say, I never knew you.
Amen.
So God, that driving down the road this morning, I ask you to help them this morning, Lord. Help our daughter, that prodigal son, that trying to destroy a baby right now, Lord. Better not to kill that baby, to give that baby to somebody that don't even have a baby. And Lord, I ask your God to just ask for mercy this morning. Have mercy upon us, Lord Jesus. Have mercy upon me, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, God. Have mercy upon the Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy upon the Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy upon us, Lord Jesus. We ask for mercy. More mercy, Lord. More tender mercy, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, what you're doing right now, Lord. I thank what you're going to do, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I ask you, God, touch these prayers, Lord, on this radio broadcast today. Don't let not one, Lord, go unnoticed today. Somebody feel like they're all alone, Lord, but I ask you to touch them, Jesus. Somebody don't even have what they need today, Lord, but I ask you to make a way, Lord, Jesus. And it's on another time, but the prophet came to this lady, one of the flapjacks, a whole cake of flapjacks. And they've been dealing with me. She said, I don't have just enough for me and my son, and for we can live and not die. So the prophet came back again, asked that woman again to make him a whole cake. She said, this man keep coming, want a whole cake. She said, I'm gonna make him a whole cake first. She made the prophet a whole cake and gave it to him, and her meal and her flour and her oil, bear never did run dry.
Amen.
The same go. You got to give something to get something. That's the truth. She said, me and my son, a family, We just got just enough million oil that will make him a flapjack so we can live. But she was willing to give that what she had to help somebody else. Listen to him, y'all catch this in. She was willing to give what she had to help somebody else. When you thinking you doing something for me, you doing it unto the Lord. She gave the prophet the fresh whole cake. And she had, they said she had about 12 bottles of cruise oil, and everyone she filled up, it just kept running over. That mercy and truth. It kept running over. You can't beat God giving no matter how you try. The more you give, the more he going to give back unto you. Just keep on giving because it's true. If somebody asks you something, if it's your last, I give my last. I'm thinking about to go down the road and get more of what I gave. You can't beat God giving. You can't
Amen.
Beat God from blessing you. If he say he going to bless you, he's going to bless you. Somebody stand and say, I stand on the blessing right now. I done told you how to get blessed. I done told you how to walk a victorious life. I done told you how to be healed. We done demonstrate live sober and righteous in the present world. Down to you. Whatever you ask God for, believe that is already done because it's by faith. Now faith is the substance of the thing that hope for. The evidence. Thing that not seen. We want to see everything. Something ain't for you to see. Just trust God.
Amen.
Don't trust me. Just trust God. Just trust the word that came out of our mouth this morning. Just trust the word. Just trust the word and walk
Amen.
In obedience. And watch God bless you. Next week, we're going to have some testimony because I know the word didn't fall on a deaf ground now. Because why? It hit me first before it hit you. Because I had to be the one that put it out there, and it got to do something for my inner man before I could tell you. I couldn't record it that quick. I couldn't write it down that quick. I had to give it to you. God just put it in my mouth. I got to drop it. I got to get it out right there. I can't wait because if I do, I'm holding up your time, and you're holding up
Amen.
My time. I got to tell you, God giving it to me. You might even get but one thing. I said, repent of your sin. If you want God to bless you, repent. I said, maybe somebody in the audience today might not never accept Jesus as their personal Savior. I led you into the center prayer today that began with me and Bishop first. We have to be the first partaker of the fruit before we can give it out to anybody else. We got to make sure that we in right standing before you can tell President or Biden or anybody else. We're looking at them. We need to look at ourselves.
Amen.
We got to work on ourselves. I ain't got nothing to tell President Biden. I'm working on me. I won't be in the right order. But God has given us power now. Pray against things ain't right now.
That's right. Glory.
So we got to get it. We got to get it right now. I'm saying he'll give me power to pray against what's wrong now. I'm not gonna go for wrong and say I'm a child of God now.
Amen.
And we got to live so God can use us anywhere, anytime, and any place. And I thank you, Jesus. And I thank you.
Thank you.
And I do thank you. I thank you. And I'm gonna let us all bow here for prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I poured out my spirit today upon all flesh. You said, he that has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit say unto the church. Lord, I gave them your word like I'm in a 10,000 or seat room auditorium, Lord Jesus. One, he said, one day is a thousand years with the Lord, and a thousand years is one day. And Lord, I'm just glad to be in your presence today, to have the opportunity, Lord, to be able to speak today. For thus saith the Lord. And Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have risen me above measure today, Lord Jesus. You have put things on the inside of me I didn't even know was on the inside. And you bringing it out to the forefront today for your people, Lord Jesus. And you said in the word, you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. He said, I forgive that sin, and I heal your land. I heal your land today if you want it healed. I'm not going to force you to get it healed, but I'm just going to ask you, Lord, please heal my land, Lord Jesus. Lord, I can't do what I want to do because I got a gulf between me and you. But, Lord, I want you to move that hinder out of my way. I want you to calm that storm in my life. I want you, Lord, to do whatever you want to do through me, long as you want to, Lord Jesus. Have your way today, Lord Jesus. Somebody, Lord Jesus, is reconsidering some things, Lord, they was going to do, but they find out that wasn't the right choice to do. And they turning their life right now over to you. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy up on me, Lord. Have mercy,
amen.
Have mercy, have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy upon us today, Lord Jesus, that we will be better people, Lord Jesus. We will serve you, Lord, all the days of our life. You ought to be in no church to serve God. We in church right now, whether you know it or not. I know you
amen.
Can hear. You might couldn't hear, but you can hear now. I might couldn't see, but I can see good now. I might couldn't walk, but I guarantee you that I can ride in and got out of my joints today. Oh, I can walk today. Oh, I can leap for Jesus today. We can make a jump or not unto the Lord today. God ain't through with us. He has brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. He has set my feet on solid ground. He has healed all my infirmities. He has raised me up. He gave me joy. For I didn't have joy. He gave me peace. For I didn't have peace. He gave me hope. For I didn't have no hope. He gave me a heart full of love that I could love my enemy when I know they were despitefully trying to use me, but I could love them anyhow. I can love with that Jesus kind of love, not my kind of love, but that Jesus kind of love. That constrained me to go to Eskimo while I say I ain't going no more. I'm
amen.
Not going to deal with them folks no more. But he called me to do what I say I wasn't going to do. But when you got Jesus in you, he more down enough. He'll say he'll make your enemy be at peace. He'll make your enemy bow down. David said, he just keep making me lie down in green pasture. Every time I want to get up, he just make me lay back down in green pasture. He want to show us off into the world and stuff that I'm Lord. I'm Lord of Lord and I'm King of Kings. I'm in charge. You're not in charge. You don't know how to be in charge, but Jesus is in charge. I ain't going to say he in control. He in charge today. Lord, take
that's
charge
right.
of my life, Lord Jesus. You lead me the way you want me to go, not where I want to go. Because where I want to go may be entirely different way you're trying to take me. See, not until we get in too big a we want to go before God. No, I'm waiting on you, God. If you don't
amen.
Do it, I can't do it. I try to do it, and I mess it up. But I'm waiting on you to do it today, God. I should do it for us, Jesus. Somebody having trouble in a low part of their stomach right now. I should touch it. Heal right now in the name of Jesus. Heal right now. Them fibroid tumors in their stomach. Heal right now, God. Raise somebody up off their sick bed, Lord Jesus. Raise somebody up off their sick bed, Lord Jesus. Let them know, Lord, they can live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Let them know, Lord, that there's peace in the valley, Lord Jesus. That you're coming back one day, Lord Jesus. And I want to be ready when you come back, Lord.
Amen.
I want to be ready when you come back. When you call my name, I want to be ready. And, Lord, I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for all your blessings today. I thank you for the time on the radio today. I thank you for the one that allowed me to come on the radio broadcast. They'll be able to give a word of testimony, Lord, of the truth what you have done for me, what you're going to do for me, Lord, what you have done. I thank what you already not done. If you don't do nothing else, God, you already not done enough. And I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for that. That was Mama Joe and Deborah Ann. We're going to be coming to Ruston in honor of Sister Bernie in Bernice, Louisiana. Then we're going to be in Homer in the 10th service. And you need to get ready, get your money together. Joe, it's a healing. The service is going to go on in Homer. Let me say it again. Homer, Louisiana. That's where we're going. God's going to meet us there. Whatever problem you got, God going to heal you, man. Woman, whatever problem you got, get yourself ready. Homer is going to shake up Louisiana, going to shake up Arkansas. Know that God have walked in the town to turn things upside down all the way around. I want to thank Mama Jo for that word.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
No, don't forget, when Mama Jo come to Homer, she's going to be there in the tent. Some of you need to make it. I was talking to Deborah. She was coming. I want you to get your money together where you can come and be out of the tent. This is your healing moment. This is the moment for you to declare the word of God. She talked about the dry bones, and I had bones up. And she talked about you being healed. And I want to tell you this morning, Beth, up and make some move for it to happen. And God bless each and every one of y'all to next Sunday.